Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. إن الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. Amen. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, Al-Kadik, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad, a 1444 Ramadan, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to this evening session of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dipreeta Abdul Hadi. And as always, we open up with hugs and love to you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We are now, alhamdulillah, I pray you feel in my love, because I do have apologies in respect, and we'll definitely explain that once we continue to open up here. Alhamdulillah. In any case, I thank you so kindly for being here and being patient. And I do feel your love. And I pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are feeling my love back to you. And alhamdulillah. Fastly approaching, this very busy month here on AM 360. As you know, we are having the Juneteenth celebrations here on AM 360, and this is what the reasoning for my delay. But again, I'll give you a little bit more explanation, because I do appreciate you kindly for being patient on me. Alhamdulillah. Today is the 28th day of Dhul Qa'dah. Dhul Qa'dah, 1444. We're in the last day, I'm believing, of Dhul Qa'dah. And you know, next week we'll begin the Hijjah. It will be the month of Hajj. And we'll be looking at a celebration. We'll be looking at the first 10 days, of course, where the Hajjis and Hajjis will be going, you know, to the Mount Arafat. I think it's on the 10th day. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be looking towards that coming up in the month of Dhul Hajj. And today is June 17th, 2023, on the Gregorian calendar. Alhamdulillah. Tonight we will continue discussion of Al-Asma ul-Husna, and maybe go through a little overview. I want to do a couple of hadiths. We don't have a lot of time here, but we'll see, because alhamdulillah, but I'll explain it to you. Okay, so we are here. Thank you so kindly. I was actually, I had donated my time. I was asked if I would donate my time this evening to the Juneteenth, and I said yes. And so, of course, I'm thinking, excuse me, I went on done a lot of other things. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to everybody like, I can't believe I hardly know what to do. I got the day off, you know. Well, I was listening at the program on the Juneteenth at Martha Naila Abdullah, executive director here of CWSC, was reporting live from out of Miami, Florida, I believe. And they were doing a Juneteenth celebration there. And she was sort of sharing, you know, giving us some, she was doing a live, you know, view of the program. However, it got so, at one time it cut me off. I couldn't get back in. That was the final thing. But while I was staying on, I really couldn't understand, because it was so, you know, it was a lot of, you know, because it was trying to be reported live. And so all of the activities and movements and things were going on. I could hardly hear the speakers. So it ended up cutting me off, and I couldn't get back on. But, of course, I could see inside the studio that they were still reporting. Even though I was calling in, it was saying they was going to connect me into the studio, but it never did. So I just ended up going on hanging up. Well, as we would say, Lord and behold, I come home from, taking care of a few things I went on, went out and took care of, thinking in my head I'm not having a program today. And I come here, and I just always check the studio just to, to see what's going on. And here it is, my program was up there to come on. And I'm like, oh, my God, the marquee is saying that my program was to come on. And I'm just like, I just can't even believe this. But alhamdulillah, I caught it, and you were patient enough to wait on me. And I certainly do appreciate you kindly. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in the program today, that whatever he would have us to do in the program today of our doing broadcasting, here, an hour and a half later, that, it will certainly be very much worth your studious participation, because I certainly do appreciate it. Alhamdulillah. So, as I was saying, let me look here what we got here, since I found out that we are on, I'm going to, what are you doing right here? You never get out of your computer trying to act up. It is most inopportune time for it to really want to show out, but I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to go here, and I'm going to go to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see where we're at in terms of we were supposed to start up today. Remember now, we are learning Al-Asma'ul Husna, and which is the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we've already went through the list, and this week I wanted to share some other information, which I just can't hide. The Creator, Allah highly glorified is He. It's Al-Khaliq. And that's capital A-L dash capital K-H-A-L-I-Q, and Al-Khaliq, Allah highly glorified is He, is Al-Khaliq, the Creator. And we have come to know Allah, highly glorified is He, that He is endless regarding His essence, perpetuity, eternity. He's endless in His attributes, His qualities, and His blessings, See what we said, the endless in His attributes? So now when we say 99, we know that these are only the ones that, and isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so kind? Yes, He is Al-Aruf, the most kind. And, of course, that's capital A-L dash capital A-R-O-O-F, Al-Aruf, the most kind, Allah, highly glorified as He is. And you see where it says that He is endless regarding His essence, His perpetuity, He's just forever, His eternity, His attributes, which we are studying, He's endless in the attributes. But these 99 known ones that we are learning of the they have become the 99 known because they are in the together, the attributes and the beautiful names, the beautiful names and the attributes are together in the Hadid together, in one Hadid. And that was my understanding as to terms is the reason why they were saying the 99, because they are appearing together in the Hadid, in Hadid, in their sacred Hadid too, alhamdulillah. So, but we do know here saying that Allah highly glorified is He is in this, in all that He has of Himself, His eternity, His attributes, His qualities, His blessings are endless. Though His creation, and that is us and everything in between, you know, of the heavens and the earth, is His creation, and we have limited standings described as reaching the end of their life term, you know, because we're not going to be here on this earth for so long. And we can certainly understand the distinction of our being limited and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highly glorified as He is. There is no ending. There is no limit. So we have, as His servants, life terms. And we even have being a limitation in our characteristics, in our thoughts, you know. No matter how nice, you know, I know you probably do the same. People a lot of time, oftentimes they say, oh, you're so kind. And some people, they say, you're so smart and, you know, you're always giving and, you know, they say nice things to us like that. And we certainly do appreciate it. I know you appreciate it as well. And we do. We appreciate that. They said, and not that we do or be our way just to be said, oh, she's nice and she's kind and she's giving. No, we don't do it just for that in our characteristics. That's just our nature of being because, first of all, when we're studying Asma'ul Husna, it certainly keeps our attention and our thoughts in our way of being. We certainly do that. Of course, Al Asma'ul Husna have a bearing on did my computer just move? I think it did. I think it just moved. Of course, we have learning Al Asma'ul Husna have a bearing on our being nice and kind and giving and everything, but it's only so much of the kindness that we can be. We can never be the kindness of our Lord and cherish Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Kadi, the Creator. We can never have the extent of, you know, goodness and kindness that He extends to us as His servants, you know, as His creation, you know. But yes, and we do appreciate one recognizing or, you know, and saying, well, you know, they're a good person and a giving person. We appreciate that, but we don't let it go to our head in the sense that, oh, you know, oh, I'm just so kind that, you know, because we only have a limited aspect of kindness and goodness and giving that we can give. That's just in our own range. That's the limitations that we have as being human. So Allah highly glorified is He, not having any limitations. He is supreme above His servants, and He lets us know that. He lets us know He is the supreme one. And we thank Him for letting us know it, though we already, you know, appreciate and love Him like that and respect Him as the fact that He is all-knowing, He is all-seeing, He is all-hearing, He is all-giving, and we have a limited status that we would be able to display of those attributes, you know what I'm saying? We have a limited form that we would be able to do of a given, you know. And not that we don't want, you know, we just can't. We just don't have that extension of giving and of kindness. You know, we'd be as kind as we want to be, but it does not extend out to how Allah highly glorified as He is. Therefore, Allah highly glorified as He, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, is the one who is adorned, and He is worthy of it. Therefore, He is called Ilah. Ilah. He has made it clear for us that He is the one who bestows His blessings upon those whom He creates in diverse ways. And you know what? I just want to bring you to this here because you may be experiencing something just the same as well. And that is, I'm going to share this, is that I know that, I make my prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you do to make things happen for us and important things in our lives, you know. But, you know, it's like, okay, you know, like we want this to go on and take place, right? Some things, and we go to prayer, and we like, okay, Allah, highly glorified are You, the giver of all and sustainer of Your creation. You're Al-Kali. You are Al-Muki, the sustainer of Your creation. Is Al-Kali the creator of His creation? And Al-Muki, the sustainer of that creation. And so when we ask, we might need it right then and there. And, you know, I always say when we ask, I really do feel that He has given it to us right then and there. But it has to be manifest. And no matter how urgent it may seem to us, you know, and it'd be urgent, but we still have to have and will be tested in that patience, in our patience. It will be tested in whether or not we truly believe what Allah highly glorified is here. Says to us that He would do, because remember, He is Al-Kali, He is Al-Haq, the All-Truthful. Now, when we make that prayer, those things that we are such an urgent need of, and it's like, so when you get up out of the prayer, you don't have that, at least you don't see it right there when you get right up from prayer and say, oh, okay, now, here's that commerce, which we pray to Allah, and He says to us that the believers, they wish for and they hope for a commerce that will never fail. And that's true. We all do. We would appreciate it if there was no end to the commerce, you know, that He would give to us. And in this sense, you know, we're talking about, you know, the dollars that we need to handle the important things that we want to handle, but yet and still we do continue to believe. We do continue to believe. And so in doing that, we testify that Allah highly glorified as He is the ultimate end of glorification, and He is the ultimate source of the benevolence and bliss in which we pray to Him for. And so there we do believe Him. We do believe Him. Alhamdulillah. Well, you know, let me see what my board is looking like. I'm really confused today. I don't know exactly how. Oh, yeah. See, my time is going out. Yeah. Okay, it is going out. So we're going to go on and take us a PSA before we at least close out of here. And again, I just want to thank you so kindly for being patient and for being here. Okay, we're going to go on and take our public service announcement. You are listening to Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, the preacher Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcements and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back. And I'm going to...
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the Bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, Executive Director for CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference. With God's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. We are openly acknowledging that God is one, that there are absolutely no partners with God, and that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of the one God. Through his example, we are able to live in this time, 450 years beyond the time of enslavement here in the United States of America. Proactively and from the mercy of the Almighty, we stand with the human family that Juneteenth is a reminder of what once was and how we can take a stand and be a contributing factor to the human family for the best of humanity, continuing to strive with the excellence that our foreparents stood with and for, many who lost their lives because they chose not to be subdued and treated inhumanely. Juneteenth, again, is as a soul arising by the mercy of the one God. And now, welcome, dear human family, to Juneteenth 2021.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And again, I want to thank you so kindly, and my apologies, you know, because it was told to me that they needed, that my hours were needed, and I didn't mind. I did give them up. I thought about you all, but I did go on, and, you know, I told the executive director, I said, yo, well, if you need my time, yeah, I'll give my time, you know. I'm sure that the listeners that come to, you know, the program that they would understand, because my understanding was that it was going to flow over into my program, and that way we would be on listening to the Juneteenth celebration. But Alhamdulillah, I know best, because it was a trial for all of us, and I certainly do, again, appreciate you. And it was, you know, it was the trial to see, but the way I'm feeling, since I, you know, as I explained to you, I couldn't hear them very well, and then the phone ended up disconnecting me on their end. And so I said, well, okay, then I'm just going to go on and do some other things. But when I got back from doing those errands, I thought, well, just let me go in and see if I can hear better now. If they'll let me back in the studio when I hear. And that's when I discovered that I still had 30 minutes left. So Alhamdulillah, I thank you so kindly once again for being here. We're going to go on and close out this evening's program. And as always, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, for those that are in need and the responsibility that we have for them, and we do have a responsibility as believers for those that are in need, those who ask, those who for whatever reason does not ask, we have a responsibility to we don't have to necessarily go looking for them, but if they're in our presence and we see their need, whether they ask or not, we have to acknowledge that they have a need and at least be able to help in any way that we can. So we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the homeless. And I'm going to tell you, it's a tight situation here in America today, and probably not only in America, but you would be so surprised in America how the homeless situation is. Men, women, and children are homeless in America. Supposed to be one of the richest countries, but we're not going to go there. So we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them and suffice them with a home and food for their table and their families, and bring their families together as whole, inshallah. And to that we say, I mean, we pray for those who are ill and experiencing diseases and sickness and things. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy and help them to an expedient healing. And once he heals them, they will be healed as though they never had that particular illness, you know, in their lives, alhamdulillah. And we certainly want to pray for those that have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he would bless them with the mercy and forgiveness in the paradise. Bless us loved ones of theirs that is left here with patience and peace. And we do look forward to seeing them once again, inshallah, to the paradise. And isn't that why we are doing Al Asma Ul Husna? Because why? This is a guarantee to the paradise, a guarantee with the seat of the paradise inside the paradise. Alhamdulillah, definitely want to make duas for them and us as well. And to that we say, I mean as well. May Allah bless us with a fantastic upcoming week and a Juma Mubarak. And of course, search out this the Juneteenth celebration, because now it is a yearly annual celebration. It's on the calendars as a holiday here in America. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so with that, I'm going to bid you with the big hugs and love. Come on now. I'll squeeze me tight. I'm squeezing you tight. And thank you so kindly once again for being here. Thank you so kindly for your patience. And may Allah bless us to get a good night rest and a blessed rising for tomorrow and throughout the rest of our lives here. And we do look forward to, inshallah, bless us to all return here next Saturday, inshallah, evening, of course, starting at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. And we thank you so kindly. With we're going to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Steward Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.